There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
You know, I don't know about you guys. I could listen to Leighton Howerton all day. You know, we actually have one of his CDs that we put. I have a bunch of grandkids. Not bragging, but I'm bragging. We got a bunch of grandkids, and we like to get in the van, and we like to stick in Dave Allison's music and Leighton Howerton's music, and just appreciate those guys and how hard they work and the investment they made. You know, folks, before we get going in real deep, again, Coach Dave Dobbin, if I didn't say that. Just thanks to Rob Pugh for trusting me enough to be able to come in and sit in for him again tonight here at WisconsinChristianNews.tv. And I can't, as I said last week, I can't say enough good things about Rob. He's one of the most unselfish guys that you ever know. And I don't know how many of you people are aware of this. There's a lot of, I don't say infighting, but there's a lot of competition within what we call this pro-family movement. And every one of us have a message, and every one of us think our message is the one that needs to be heard. And we can't figure out why everybody else doesn't want to hear the message. And a lot of tension sometimes with people that maybe you'd be a little bit surprised with it. Never had any tension ever with Rob Pugh. And Rob always said, whatever I can do to help, Coach, let me know. You can help Rob by subscribing to the Wisconsin Christian News. It's right up there on the front of the page. I see it says subscribe now. And it's an actual newspaper. An actual newspaper. Rob mails it to me. I get it every month with articles in there from normal people like me and JR, who's one of our guests here tonight. And there you see, right? $35 a year. It comes out, I believe, 12 times, maybe 13. I might be missing it. But it helps to support what it is that Rob Pugh does. And Rob's a frontline kind of guy, and it's it's my kind of guy. So before we get, I got Jim Harrison with the Natural Family Foundation. Before we get in here, I want to tip my cap a little bit to David Arthur, who was with us last week. For those of you who missed last week's show, I suggested you go back and review it. It's really well done. David Arthur has a ministry called I Belong Amen, and he's fighting the fight against trying to awaken people to the fact that transgenderism and homosexuality is all about grooming. And David has a story to tell. JR, hang on there with a second. We'll get you in here. David has a story to tell about what happened to him as a member of the Republican Central Committee. I assume, David, you can correct me, in the state of Maine, an elected member, card-carrying member, and you showed up at the meeting, and they would not let you in. Republicans would not let David Arthur, as a member, into the meeting. Tell us a little bit about that, David.
Yeah, I was elected as a delegate. And so when I went to the convention, which is a few hours away and had to be planned to get there. And when I got there, they revoked my credentials and banned me from the building because they, one, just don't like me. You know, of course, they had their excuse that I was on the sex offender registry, but that's not something that actually would keep anyone from going to the convention or from attending, or even from being a delegate. I went through their bylaws today, and their bylaws say that as long as you didn't get charged within the last like 3 years, then you're good to go. So it's just discrimination. And
it's censorship, David. Let's call it what it is. Yeah. It's censorship within the conservative movement, until we wake up and understand that a lot of Republicans aren't conservative. They're not conservative, folks. They're just not Democrats. They're Democrat light. And they don't like the message that David Arthur is carrying, that number one, homosexuals are grooming your children, that you're not born that way, and that they're after our children. That's a message, isn't it, David? And the Republican Party in Maine, at least some of the leadership of the Republican Party in Maine,
they will attack the trans queer cult, but they are frightened of the homosexual perversion. They're frightened to go up against the homosexuals because they praise and worship the homosexuals, conservatives.
Yeah. They're afraid to be called names. Yeah. They're afraid to be called names, right?
When you hear that, Dave? Absolutely.
Somebody's going to call them a hate homophobe, hate monger, bigot, whatever it is. And heaven forbid, we wouldn't want to be any one of those things. So, David, keep fighting the fight, man. Sometimes the enemy's within. We know that. And I don't know those guys up in the state of Maine, but if there's any place safe to be a conservative, I'd certainly think it'd be the state of Maine, right? I mean, geez, criminy. But, you know, my experiences with Mike Heath when he's up there tell me otherwise with the Christian Civic League, the Christian Civic League of Maine. Well, we'll get into that some other time. So keep fighting, Dave. We're in your corner, man.
Thanks, everyone.
See, folks, I'm going to get J.R. Harrison in here in a second. Here's a motto that we have at Coach David that I've used. Actually, I stole it from my good friend, Reverend Flip Benham, head of Operation Save America. And he said a phrase I never forgot. We've used it many times. And that's that conservatism is pretend salt. I'm going to say that again. Somebody who calls themselves a conservative, that is pretend salt. It's not the real thing. It's like me. I don't ever identify as a conservative. I always identify as a Christian, an unashamed God fearing Christian, not a conservative, because we know a lot of people out there who are conservatives who certainly aren't Christians. But they use these labels and they pin labels on all of us because it's a way of controlling us. So the Republican Party in Maine can call themselves conservative, but they won't let a Christian voice like David Arthur's come in there. Folks, we got to wake up, got to understand sometimes it's the enemy within, the enemy within. So, David, keep fighting, man. Proud of what you're doing there. Keep after it. Got a unique guest tonight. In fact, I confess you, I'm picking my toenail. I was mowing my yard today. And Jim Harrison, actually, JR, he didn't go by Jim, kind of hides in the weeds in there a little bit. JR and I go way back. By way back, I go back maybe 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago when I initially got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for having prayer with our team. And I started a little, there wasn't really much of an internet back then. I got on AM radio in Columbus, Ohio, and started a show. And JR comes over one day and joins me in the show and was in there almost every Saturday with me for really 4 or 5 years, however long we did it over there. And so JR likes to say he got bit by the righteous bug, and he's the real deal. He's the real deal. And he is silently, or maybe not totally silently, but behind the scenes has worked really, really hard with an organization that he started called the Natural Family Foundation. Now I'm going to ask all of you, you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask you a question anyway, so you can think. What is a natural family? Hang on. Let's take human beings out of it. Let's take human beings out of the picture. What's a natural family in dogs? What's a natural family in cats? What's a natural family in cows, in pigs, in eagles, in pick whatever it is? Well, a natural family is a family in which a child was produced by one biological male and one biological female. Now, I've been around a while, got a master's degree. Pretty smart guy. I ain't never seen two women produce a child. Never seen two men produce a child. Therefore, child bearing and child rearing does have such a thing as natural, meaning designed by nature, done by nature. And JR's had this, I don't want to say bug up his butt, for 20 some years about the family. It's the family. It's the family. It's the family. We sit around, we watch what goes on in America, and David Arthur could attest to this. We're now calling what? Two men a family. Two women a family. They're just making up a family to be whatever it is they want it to be. Well, J.R. came up with the idea of natural family. Natural family. And he's been working really hard trying to, all across America, trying to get a month set aside as, are you ready? Not homosexual, whether Pride Month. No, not Pride Month. No, Natural Family Month. Where from Mother's Day to Father's Day, all of America would celebrate the natural family. Well, you think that'd be pretty simple, wouldn't you? Huh? Raise your hand if you weren't born in a natural family. Would somebody please raise their hand out there? Now, maybe your family didn't stay together, but I promise you, everybody watching this show right now was born to a woman who was impregnated by a man. We call that a natural birth, natural family. Well, JR just tried to take it one step further and said, listen, if we're going to celebrate Gay Pride Month and Transgender Week and Tommy and Terry Day, why don't we try to celebrate what would be the most natural, normal, and most plentiful marriage of all, the Natural Family Month, to encourage those who are married, have stayed married, have raised a family, with all everything that's going on, been faithful to your vows, Natural Family Month. And JR got a victory this week. And JR, I'm going to bring you in here in a minute. I'll shut up here in just a second. He got a victory this week. He's been working hard here. He's from Ohio. He's been working hard here in Ohio to try to get our legislature to pick up and run with what? Natural Family Month. Folks, you would think that would be a winner, wouldn't you? Of course it would be a winner. Except what? Just like other places, our state house is full of conservatives, not Christians, conservatives. And what was it I said at the beginning of the show? Conservatism is pretend salt. It looks like Christianity. It acts like Christianity, smells like Christianity, but it isn't the real thing. There's a pretty good opening. Jim Harrison's real name, from a buddy of mine from here in the Central Ohio area. JR, welcome to Wisconsin Christian News. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step all over you, kick you in the teeth, anything there for the introduction, but welcome to the show. What the heck's going on, JR?
Don't apologize for making my job easier. Okay.
Yeah.
You've done a great job, a great opening. I'm thinking about leaving right now because we're okay.
Yeah, man.
When I go out and speak, the first thing I ask the audience, I ask them two questions. How many identify here as having a biological father? And to date, every one of the people that have been in the meeting have held their hand up. And then I ask the next question, just as difficult. How many of you identify as having a biological mother? And you know what? Everybody put their hands up.
Wow.
It's just amazing. Coincidental.
Yeah.
Coincidental, but amazing. But you hit the nail on the head, Coach. And when you talk about the family, I like to talk in terms of best practice. And you mentioned it earlier. That's one biologically born man. By the way, that is a father, because David could probably tell you that there's some biological men that like to pretend they're a mother.
That's right.
And women vice versa. So you've got one biologically born man, husband, father. One biologically born woman, mother, in a lifelong, committed, monogamous relationship with their children, biological and or adopted. And I'm going to tell you something. I was the first in my family to graduate from college, and I thought I was big stuff, right? Got married, and then we had children. And I recognized just exactly how dumb I was when God gave me children, okay? Because they are a learning experience.
Amen.
And my heart goes out to folks like David and other folks that have not had a family, have not had a child, and the new generations that don't want a child, don't need a child. That it's so heartbreaking, because civilization is built on families. One of the problems we're having in America today is a low birth rate. I think it's 2.1 average. That's not sustainable. You've got families with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 children, but the most of them aren't there. Most of them don't even have any children at all. And you need to have that as a nation. But like you mentioned before, I had a very successful business 38 years ago. I was working for myself out of the house. I wasn't working that many hours. I was very good at what I was doing, maybe working 3-4 hours a week and the rest of the time spent on the golf course. Mm. I mean, I was at the mountaintop, Coach. I was at the mountaintop. And then I got bit by the righteous bug and everything changed. I was very competitive in terms of the business. It was a very competitive business. And you had to juggle balls all the time. Well, because I was focusing elsewhere, I'd drop a ball. And then I'd look over again and I'd drop another ball. I didn't bother to pick them up. The next thing I knew, I didn't have any balls to juggle because I was so focused on righteousness, on getting things fixed. And the first thing I did was try to get the right person elected to office. I figured that's the key. That's how we're going to do this. That's how this is going to change. And after a decade or so of that, we know how that worked out, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So then when I ran across you, we were trying to get the church to engage the culture, get pastors to preach relevant sermons and the congregations to be salt and light. And we did that for, again, over a decade. And actually, we kind of stopped doing that when the church, we stood up inside of a church with huge signs, 5-foot by 8-foot signs, help us save children, help us save marriages, Christian men engage the culture. Church didn't like it, so they took us to court and got a restraining order.
Folks, that is the absolute truth. We were outside with really non-offensive signs. Please come and join us.
Yep.
Yada, yada, yada. Abortion clinic right down the road. And that church took us to court.
And got a restraining order. And one of the events that happened during this, our good friend, Mr. Anderson, I went in this particular time. We were outside when they were coming in and going out in the highway. And I decided to go in and see what the sermon was about, see if they had noticed we were there yet. And then after the service, I saw a car that stopped in the road. Somebody hopped out of it, and they hopped on Kevin Anderson and started beating on him. And they were from the church. and that was when we talked to the church about it, and we let the church settle it. We didn't take anybody to court and handled it that way, Christian to Christian, if you will. And I can remember a month later, I'm standing out in the road and I see this burly guy coming towards me and I'm going, uh-oh, my turn. And he just come up to me and put his arms around me. I was shaking and said, I want to thank you. And I said, for what? He said, for standing out here and telling the truth.
Amen.
That made that whole exercise worth it. Absolutely worth it.
JR, all we were trying to do is try to get the church just to engage.
Amen. Just
to engage, right? And yep. This whole thing, we go back a ways, folks. It goes back to when they first launched the Gay Pride. By the way, second largest Gay Pride parade in America is in Columbus, Ohio.
Yep.
We went to it many, many times. And to see the debauchery and what is parading down the streets of our city is absolutely unbelievable. And yep. JR, we come up with this idea, let's do a natural family month, celebration of the natural family, and they ran like scared rabbits away from it, not wanting to take that issue on at all,
yeah.
Understanding that probably 80%, 85% of people in Columbus, Ohio would support the natural family month. It's unbelievable, isn't it, JR?
So yeah,
from your perspective, JR, what's the reason? Why won't they do it, JR?
Well, one of the reasons that the church won't do it is the reason I got into what I'm doing, and that is because the family's broken. We live in an immoral and unjust nation, and that's because the family's broken. But you have, I think, a close to a 50% divorce rate. So you have biological children not living with their biological mother and biological father. That's a problem. That's a problem. So
and they don't want the pastor talking about that from the pulpit.
No. And the pastor won't. Um, won't won't or can't, or I don't know how you would phrase that exactly, but it's the family's broken. So you have maybe the lady in the family going to church and the man staying at home, and the lady may be taking the children, maybe not, but you have that separation. You don't have unity, and you definitely need that for the church, for businesses, for the state, for a nation to continue to exist and to flourish. And if it's not, look at where we are right now. You have things like, we were already being divided, but you had COVID come along, and COVID just really separated the families. That was gut-wrenching what it did to the families. You know, grandparents can't see their grandchild because the parents had been talked into not letting them do them because they're afraid that somebody's going to get sick. But it was just absolutely crazy. But the family right now is in horrible shape. And what we're trying to do is put a positive out there. And in other words, as Christians, Coach, we and conservatives, we paint ourselves into a corner, and then we complain when we get our feet wet. We let it happen. We look the other way. We hide under the bed. We hide in the closet. But we don't do anything. So what we're recommending, and this isn't complaining, this is a positive. Why not celebrate the family, the best practice, which we mentioned earlier, from Mother's Day through Father's Day, bookends. You've got the first week, and we have an extra special week this time around. The first week is going to be for mothers. Then you have children. Then you have grandparents. And then you have great-grandparents and ancestors, which is incredible. And then you've got the extended family. And then it ends on Father's Day. So it starts on May 10th, Mother's Day, and then 17th is children's, and then the 24th is grandparents, and then the 31st through the 6th of June is great grandparents, and then extended family, 7th through the 13th, and then the 14th is fathers.
So in other words, what you're saying, JR, is during Natural Family Month, we would celebrate weekly certain aspects of the natural family.
Yep.
We would honor mothers because it is Mother's Day to Father's Day, isn't it, JR? Natural
yep.
Family Month.
Yep, yep, yep.
And so you're not trying to make a child who's been adopted or a child who's part of a broken. You're not trying to make them feel bad. We're trying to encourage those who actually are in good, healthy marriage relationships. But JR, why won't people jump on board and say, man, that's the best idea I've ever seen? And we would love for all of our children in America to get married, stay married, raise children in a monogamous relationship. That will make America great again. That's not the reaction you're getting, is it, JR?
No, I wish it was. And it will be. It will be. That's the attitude I'm going to this. This is common sense. This is common sense. You need a child. Inherently needs their mother and their father. That's one female and one male, respectively. Each of those partners, the mother and the father, satisfy something in that child. Again, they're born with a need for it. And when you take one of those out of the child's life, I'm just talking about taking one out. I'm not talking about one being abusive, because then you got the same problem, only added to it. Not only do you have a parent that is there, but they're abusive and they shouldn't be there. They're hurting that child. It's
they are. It becomes generational, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
Hurt people.
That's a great point.
I get an opportunity every once in a while to speak to a group of high school kids, seniors in high school at a local school here in Ohio. And one of the questions I like to ask them, it's boys and girls, young men and young women, they're seniors, and it's open forum. And I'm talking about all the things that are godly, what we need to do in the nation, yada, yada, yada. And I ask a profound question, JR, audience, and there's always dead silence afterward. And I ask this question to those seniors sitting in that class. How many of you have had a rougher life because your parents got divorced?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
You can feel it go across that room. Now, I don't say to them, raise your hand, whose parents got it? I don't do that.
Yeah.
I say, those of you who lived in that environment, how many of you would agree that your life would have been a whole lot better, different, probably better, if your mom and dad had kept their marriage vows? It's pretty simple, isn't it, JR?
Yep. There's a video I want the audience to see. In New Hampshire in 2024, they passed a natural family month, the representatives of New Hampshire. Idaho in 2025 did a traditional family month, but it was described as the natural family. One man, one woman, lifelong committed monogamous relationship. Tennessee just a week ago announced they're going to celebrate nuclear family month, but they're describing it for the most part as a natural family. And it's replacing the celebration they'd had, I think, a year or two prior to that. And that is what celebration do they have in June? I can't remember what that is. Anyway.
Pride month, right? Huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a pride
month. Pardon my French. That would be anal sex month, I believe. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. We're all big boys and girls, right?
Yeah. Right? Yep. And you ask why in Ohio that they weren't jumping on board with this. And I want to give you one of the testimonies in terms of why they should jump on board of it. But this is from a gentleman that does counseling, marriage counseling, couples counseling. And he had four other brothers and mom was single. And he kind of relate. But why don't you go ahead and play that if you would? The first 108 mark.
This is an average week and month for me and has been for over 20 years. I also spent 5 years in campus ministry at Ohio State and Florida State University. I was a director of Christian education at a church in Birmingham, Alabama. I love the South, by the way. Birmingham's a great city. I married a Southern girl. She's my Tallahassee lassie, as they used to say back in the day. And so it is policy for me, but this conversation is intensely personal. And to be frank, I've had trouble not being emotional for the last half hour. It's just so hard for me to listen to this and listen to good people struggle to find ways to help people. And I know that's what y'all are doing. So I look forward to sharing with you for just a few minutes. The sponsors of Ohio House Bill 262 have made a very modest proposal. They proposed that the Ohio Revised Code merely designate the weeks between Mother's Day and Father's Day as natural family month. And that is the entire proposal. There ain't no more.
Mm-hmm.
No laws have been proposed. No taxes will be collected. There's no required participation. No fines or penalties for non-participation. And there are no orders or requirements for anything at all to happen as a result of this bill being passed. Well, it's a modest proposal. What is a natural family? It's one man, one woman, married for life, raising children together. It's what we used to call the traditional family. Very easy to understand. Completely uncontroversial, one would have thought. Now, one hopes that if they put this designation into the code, various people and groups will take notice of this designation. They will find out about it. That's up to us, obviously, and the people of Ohio. And they'll be inspired to do something good in response, you know, like actually help somebody. Perhaps some people and groups will help unmarried men and women find suitable marriage partners who share the same desires and goals as they do, so they may marry. I do this all the time. Premarital counseling, remarriage counseling. And as you mentioned, the marriage age gets later and later, partly because of cohabitation, partly for other reasons. The average young woman doesn't get married now until 27 and a half, 28 years old, and the average guy is almost 30 years old before he's married for the first time. That is a gigantic change that's changed in America in just the last 15 or 20 years. If you go back 150 years, the average age is always between 21 and 23 for first marriages. So this is a big deal. Perhaps they will help these couples learn how to begin a stable, loving, mutually beneficial marriage once they're married. That'd be good, wouldn't it? And perhaps to help them carry out the meaningful, wonderful, arduous task of raising children from little girls and boys all the way up to loving, productive lives as women and men. Perhaps they will teach and train men and women who've been married for any number of years, enabling them to have satisfying marriages and successfully raise children. And perhaps they will support these marriages through the most difficult experiences and challenges of marriage, the differences, the conflicts, the intense emotions, the crushing disappointments, and the unexpected tragedies of life. Hopefully, they will help them stay married through it all, convinced that intact marriages and families are usually worth it and always worth the effort. Perhaps they'll convince people to wait for marriage to have children, reducing the illegitimacy rate and the number of fatherless families, thereby reducing poverty, crime, drug usage, and mental illness. That would be good. You know, the Brookings Institute came out with a very famous survey, I think it was 10 or 15 years ago, that said if you didn't have children before you're married, you had a high school education, and you stayed married, the chances of you ever being in poverty was about 7%. Now, the Brookings Institution is a left-leaning organization, but they're honest. They say, here's the problem. We have a poverty problem. What works for sure? High school education, wait to have babies, get married, stay married. Think of implementing a program where we reduce poverty in America to 7%. Who'd be against that? Certainly, pro-family individuals and groups will cheer this effort that the House bill attempts to accomplish. Who will oppose it? Now, is anybody really anti-family? Have you met many anti-family people in your life? I've not met any. Who will oppose anybody making this loving response, this action that we're talking about, to this modest proposal? Some people may be startled to read, as I was, some of the opposition testimony from back in June. Just glancing at a few of those, I see comments describing this modest proposal to designate this one week as cruel, unnecessary, a spit in the face, a blatant insult, exclusionary, anti-LGBTQ, strategic erasure, deeply offensive, and alarming. Obviously, these opponents of HB 260 can't be, certainly are not arguing against helping the hundreds of thousands of people who might be beneficiaries of this modest proposal, are they? Many of these same people that are our opponents on this issue have devoted their whole lives to helping people. We must be able to agree that caring for people and helping people live better lives is a noble, worthy effort. Otherwise, what are we doing here? Really, what's the point? If we can't agree on that, what can we agree on?
Thank you. I couldn't have said any better than what he did. And it's just incredible that there's going to be opposition to this.
JR, how do they counter that?
You just heard. You heard. It's discriminatory. It makes me feel bad.
Well, doesn't gay pride make me feel bad if I don't have a gay daddy? Doesn't that make me feel bad too?
That's totally irrelevant to what we're talking about, Coach.
Oh. Yeah, because it's only about their feelings. It's never,
that's
never
right. About our feelings, you right? Bet your sweet Bippy. There's over 100 celebrations across America celebrating the LGBTQ MAFIA lifestyle. Over 100. And I'm talking about not just days. You already know about month, but there's other months that they celebrate other than June. There's other months other than that. Over 100. I think there's like 200 or 300 monthly, weekly celebrations across the U.S. in general Not one celebrates the natural family. Not one. You got one that'll celebrate military families, but not one for the natural family.
JR, if I could, no, we got David Arthur's here with us.
Yes,
David
absolutely.
Arthur, he grew up in that environment. What is it, David, that they're so afraid of the natural family that they come out with guns blazing, not even letting us let us have our month, let the bigots have their month? What really? What's behind all that, David?
It's the opposition to their existence. They've been programmed to believe that. They draw a line in the sand. Anything beyond that line is not for them. It's a spirit. It's spiritual. It's just spiritual. It's a victim mentality that's learned because they are victimized, right? They're victimized as children. They're targeted. They're desensitized. They're victimized, sexualized, molested, all of that, recruited into this cult. But when we are a part of that and we have that victim mentality, everything that goes against what we believe should be is an attack on our entire identity. That's the whole of it. And not to mention that every single time you say one man, one woman, that's an attack to their entire identity. Every time you say only a mother and a father can have a child, or a male and a female can have a baby, that's an attack on their entire identity. It's the victim mentality that continues to grow so that they can remain in the limelight. I mean, every single comment that I see posted anywhere online, I see as a gay man, as a lesbian, as a trans person, but I never see as a straight man, as a heterosexual woman, this is what I believe. I never see that. I only see as a gay man, this is what I believe. As a lesbian, this is what I believe. As a trans person, this is what I believe. But I never see that. Like when you post anything.
If you're straight, you're not allowed to believe anything.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, when you post comments, do you say as a straight man, I believe this? No, you just say what you believe because your sexuality is not your identity. Their sexuality, their behavior is their identity.
Amen. Amen. Hey, JR, so you've been working at this for a while. How long, JR, have you really dedicated your life to do this?
Oh my!
A decade.
I think close to that. Yeah,
at least a decade. And what's the opposition you find when you go even to good, pardon me, conservative Republicans? What's their opposition to it, JR?
Coach, the problem we have in America, and I use this term, we're an Uber generation. We don't want for anything. The poor in this nation live like kings and queens compared to other nations. You need something. You can have a car bring it to you in less than 10 or 15 minutes. Okay. We're being so spoiled. So in that situation, when you say something to somebody, I've talked to people about the Natural Family Month and they describe it as genius, great idea. And then they go home and nothing happens. They don't have to do anything. They think that the pendulum is going to swing back. I think, Coach.
Yeah.
It's really come over this far. You know, I guess it's going to swing back. But the problem is that when it's swinging back, we've already changed the pivot point more to the left. It'll never get back to where it originally was. And we have to. I think the natural family is one of the core things that we have to set up to get back.
JR, I want to open up for anybody who want to come in and ask a question or make a comment. And JR, in all your effort and all your work and everything, let me ask you two things, JR. Number one, what's the typical response you get from a pastor when you present the iTool idea? And number two, what's a typical response you get when you present the idea to a conservative Republican?
Well, good idea, biblical from the pastor. But we're really involved in this.
We got a bake sale this weekend. Yeah, we can't really do that, right?
And we're going out into all the world. So we gotta spend some time over here. They know 50% of the people that are in their fold are probably divorced.
Hmm.
And that's difficult. I mean, when you get up and you start talking about people and saying their baby's ugly, in essence, you're not going to have a whole lot of people stay in with you. So you have to be very careful in terms of how you handle that. And the best way to handle that is to not handle it, to avoid it. I mean,
they all know that it's God's plan. The best way to do it, natural family, one man, one woman
yep.
for life. But
yep.
they understand yep. that their congregation is full of people who aren't living that way, right? Yep. And we all believe in redemption. So we don't want to have to hit somebody in the head over and over again that they're divorced or continue to bring that up. But at the same time, JR, isn't this best practices?
Yep.
Like when I, you know, we had my wife and I have three children, two of them females, got married, and I had the honor of walking them down the aisle. And when I walk my daughters down the aisle, and you all guys have all seen it, they put her arm under my arm. We walk down there. Everybody's looking and smiling. When I took her hand and I gave it to her husband's, the last thing I said to my daughter was, "I hope this is the best of your five marriages, dear." You would never say that, would you? You would never say that. Because when you walk your precious little daughter down the aisle, you know it's one man, one woman is the best practice. Why in the heck won't we stand up and fight for that, JR?
It is absolutely amazing. But I think some of what pastors might be thinking about too is, geez, if I upset this individual, I'm gonna keep them from getting to the truth, from getting to God. Mm. If I upset them, if I tell them what they're doing is wrong, they aren't coming back. And they're not going to see Christ. And there's ways to do that. There's ways to talk to pastors. Here's something that's interesting. Quite recently, Ohio Democrats reintroduced a bill to legalize medically assisted suicide. Okay. This was just entered this year. And the Natural Family Month was entered in May of last year. They've already had testimony.
So it was you did this a year ago and still can't get it to move.
It's still in committee. They have not even voted on it.
JR, Republican state, right? Republican House. Republican
Your word's
state.
Not mine.
Well, that's the party that they're in, right?
Yeah.
And they can't get it out of committee.
Yep. Cannot. Here's what I'm going to recommend, and this is a do item, and I always like to give do items. On our website, naturalfamilystrong.com, naturalfamilystrong.com, if you go to the Natural Family Month, you'll see some signs there. And what we're trying to do, and somebody just picked up 40 of them for me today, and they're going to go around to churches. And what they're going to do is they're going to say, "I'm working with the Natural Family Foundation in efforts to celebrate the Natural Family Month." Lost my picture there. "The official celebrations from Mother's Day to Father's Day," which we explained before. "We have signs that individuals and churches have been placing in their yards and are hoping that your church would join us in the celebration of the tradition of the natural family, the first institution that God created for the benefit of man. This will cost your church nothing because the Natural Family Foundation has covered the cost, or you've covered the cost of it. If they have any questions, that's great. If they say no, if the church says no, and this is very important, and I can send this to folks if they want it, just to make sure you're talking to a decision maker in the church, just to make sure that I understand what you're saying. We're talking about your church celebrating the first institution that God created for the benefit of man. And you do not want to have your church be one of those that is honoring the tradition of the family as supported by the laws of nature and nature's God.
Mm.
And then just be quiet. Their silence will convict them. And there are several churches, like I said, several states that have done this already, churches, cities. But David could tell you, when you bring this issue up to the LGBTQ MAFIA, when you bring it up to them, they don't know what to do. Number one, you're not complaining. You're a conservative, you're a Christian, you're supposed to be complaining. It puts them in a position where they have to complain.
Yeah, and you're not saying my dad's bigger than your dad, are you?
No. Just compare. Well, if you're doing this, then what about this?
We would just like to have our place at the table. That's all we would like.
Amen. Amen. And I've got, if we can, or if you want to, there is in the committee that I was talking about that this was presented to, there was somebody that is in favor of the LGBTQ side. And he asked the gentleman we were talking about a few questions. And if you can play that, go ahead and play that.
Okay, so say this again, Jay. Well, set this up for us again. What's going on here?
We just saw the gentleman who was testifying for the Natural Family Month.
Right.
Gentleman right there.
Right.
And now we're going to have one of the representatives in the committee ask him a question or some questions. And he's trying to defend the LGBTQ folks. Okay. He's trying to defend them. He's trying to take their position. So if you go ahead and play that, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our businesses can't grow. Our economy can't grow unless we have people.
This isn't the guy.
So we need people.
Yeah. Take it up a little bit. Forward a little bit. Keep going. That's almost over with. Anyway, he was asking the questions. That's okay. He was asking the questions on behalf of the LGBT groups. And basically, there, this guy right here, Darnell Brewer.
Their suggestions, and they feel valued. And so that culture is... You're welcome.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Representative Brewer for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for your testimony.
You're welcome, Fred.
You know, I think what it is and we all kind of alluded to this before, and you kind of put it in your testimony, in your statement, you said, what is a natural family?
Mm-hmm.
It's a one man, one woman, married for life, raising children together, easy to understand, completely uncontroversial. But then you jump down and said some will be able to, as you read opposition testimony, you know, they describe it as cruel, unnecessary.
That's some people's response.
Yeah, right, that was some people's response.
Yes, sir.
But if we go back to that opposition testimony, one of the things I think they would want to hear is, if it's a man and a man or a woman or black and white, aren't they considered a natural family? And I think that's where we can't, like we talked, many of our colleagues said before, natural family. We want to make sure that when we talk about natural family, now we talk about other family structures as well, as one of my reps has talked about.
Can you stop that
so my
for
question
a second.
Is this. Do you believe?
I want you to understand what he just did. He threw discrimination.
Yep.
Ah, I see what you're doing here. You're discriminating, okay? Go ahead.
Believe, because your testimony was a natural family. A natural family can consist of two men, two women. Will they be considered a natural family?
No, that's not a natural family.
That's not natural.
It's not.
Boom.
And so I didn't say it's a bad family.
No, I'm not saying
it. But it's not a natural family. It's an unnatural family. It's unnatural if you're a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim. Mm-hmm. It's unnatural if you're an evolutionist. If you believe in natural selection, it's unnatural. So is it natural or unnatural? It's unnatural. not bad necessarily.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. So what would you say to those individuals, those ones you saw who would disagree with you on your definition of natural family and their definition of natural family? Because we had one of my colleagues who stated that if this bill was to pass and maybe this becomes a natural family, they may get stigmatized or maybe get criticized or even, you know, some type of ostracization because of that definition of natural family. What would you say to those individuals who, you know, may feel...
Look, I understand that they're sensitive to that. Mm-hmm. I think there's been so much emphasis on gay pride and allyship and love is love and all those things. I think it's more likely that the opposite is happening in the culture, that you're not allowed to believe in natural families. You're not allowed to believe in traditional families. So that it's kind of, you know, so I that's not really a thing I think is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And by the way, as you know, they have a wonderful support system now of all kinds of people that would help them in, you know, homosexual relationships or raising kids, you know, outside the traditional structure. So now if we're having this conversation in the 60s or 70s, you know, that'd be a different conversation, wouldn't it? Yeah. You know, a few years after Stonewall, be a different deal.
Well, I you know, once again, and I'm sorry, my commentary is for those who were here, the those who were opponent. I think they would just use the same definition, but just use man and man, woman and woman. You know what I'm saying? And so I think, you know, they kind of would feel and listen to your testimony that you're pushing their feelings maybe to the side. Maybe, you know, maybe you're pushing their beliefs to the side. Even, as you say, natural families raise productive children.
It doesn't mean only natural families raise productive.
That's what you did. I want to make sure you say that, right. Right.
So, for example, I was raised by a single mom.
Thank you.
Most people would agree the single mom structure is not the optimum structure. But nobody would say all single moms are less than. No single moms are good parents. I mean, single moms are heroes. It's unbelievable what they go through. I was the oldest of five boys. Wow. So my mom graduated from high school. 1 week later, she was married. And the next 7 years, my mother had five sons, two miscarriages, and a divorce. Think about that for a minute. I saw what she went through. But do I want to have as many single moms in America as I can? Why would I do that? What kind of a goal is that? And I help, as I mentioned to you, single moms all the time. I help them find a suitable man to marry. And you know, that is not an easy task. Because the older women get, the more selective they get, they identify men easier and they know what they want. And the pool gets smaller and smaller. It's a challenge, but you can do it, but it's hard. So I help women that want to be part of a natural, intact family. I don't exclude single moms or divorced moms that would like to remarry. Well, why would I do that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. This is just incredible.
Their argument is meaningless. Their argument is meaningless, really. But we've been so conditioned. Who are you to judge? Yada, 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 yada. You're hateful, all that kind of stuff. That we can't see the forest for the trees, man. Go ahead, David.
You know, like I put in the chat, they hate the Natural Family Month because it explicitly celebrates biological reality of God's creation, right? Of the heterosexual nuclear family, the mom, the dad raising their children. And that's the foundation, right? That's the pro-child unit for society. And it directly contradicts the very core of the LGBTQ plus ideology. So they can't be natural families. And they know this. That's why I said they draw the line in the sand. There's nothing for them beyond that line.
I find it incredible, JR, David, folks, that the group that cries inclusive, the loudest, is the most exclusive of all, right?
Great point. If it's not about us, if we're not number one, then we're not going to have anything to do with it.
JR, we got 5 minutes, man. What would you like us to do? How can we help?
Well, I go to the site, naturalfamilystrong.com. Take the challenge. Listen, you can get 30 signs. They're less than $10 each. And yeah, that'd be like $275.
Hand them out at your church.
Say again, please.
Hand them out at your church.
Yep. Just use that. Use what I just went over. Assume them to be reasonable. Assume them to have common sense and go, yeah, it's a good idea. Stick it there at the most prominent place in the yard. Please stick that there. And I think you're going to find an awful lot about your churches and yourself, to be honest with you, because you're going to understand a lot more about the family once you get into this battle. Any time you're trying to do the righteous thing, once you get into the battle, you have to work hard.
JR, does Pride Month explicitly discriminate against straight people? Does Pride Month explicitly discriminate against straight people?
It's how you look at it.
The answer is no. It does not. It simply says, here's a group of people that we want to talk about as well. And in the same stroke, the Natural Family Month does not discriminate against unnatural family months. It's just honoring this one segment of it. Why do we continue to fall for this trap that the other side always gives us? I don't, as a football coach a long time, I used to make a lot of parents mad. You know how? When I named the most valuable player award and it wasn't their kid. Right? That's really what this is here, right? This is the most valuable player, the natural family. This month, it's our most valuable player. And everybody else is pissed off that they didn't get honored too. And it's no more difficult than that, JR. No more difficult. 3 minutes, brother. How can we help?
Well, I go to the site, ask if you're in Ohio, House Bill 262, call your representatives, even call your senator if you want, and ask them what is going on. Explain to me why this hasn't already been approved. Explain to me. It just doesn't make any sense. What do you have? What concerns do you have about this? Please talk to me about it. But you can pray for us. We definitely need a prayer. Definitely need a prayer.
But JR, there was a great breakthrough down in Tennessee just this last week, was there not?
Yep. You don't know to ask. You have to ask. And it's just, we can't do this. Don't worry about it. We can't, just don't need, it's not worth the effort. It's not going to happen. You don't know that until you try it.
JR, quickly, difference between nuclear family and natural family.
How you defined it right now. The natural family is self-defining. It's one biological man, woman, lifelong committed monogamous relationship with children. Nuclear family, Encyclopedia Britannica includes all the other couples, if you will, or sometimes it's not even couples, it's triples and quadruples.
Okay, JR, come on now, I'm running out of time. What about traditional family? I hear that one a lot.
Again, it's how you define it. If it's the tradition of the natural family, bingo, you got it. But traditional family, I think it's a good association between traditional. Traditional family is described by the natural family, I guess is the best way to say that.
I get you. So if you got a family who for six generations, you had wife beaters, that would be a tradition, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that going around.
Some traditions we don't want, right? We don't want.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I really appreciate this. Folks, listen, as goes the family, so goes the church. As goes the church, so goes the nation. America's an amoral and unjust nation. And it's that way because the family is broken. You don't have male leadership. They don't know what to do. So they go outside and look for other morals.
NaturalFamilyStrong.com, JR, is that what it is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
NaturalFamilyStrong.com. Folks, just go get buy some of those signs, put them in your yard, start a movement right in your neighborhood, right where you live. JR, thanks for joining us. Thanks for everybody participating. Dave, thanks for being here. Hey. Rise up, O men of God. Let's advance this ball for the cause of Christ. God bless you, folks. We'll see you down the road.